the training of self-generation is the quick path or the quick method to transform ourselves into an enlightened being, in the highest being, in a completely pure being. Yeah? So when we generate ourselves as an enlightened being and our world as a new enlightened world or as a pure land, so then we develop completely new development, and this development is every time new. Yeah, it's new, completely new. Never had this experience. So this new generation is called self-generation. And now you understand how you can get a new life. It's not to be found online or in any store. Can't get that new life. It's only in inner development, learning to identify our self correctly. How? By changing our basis of imputation. Wisdom. We need wisdom. So the effectiveness of this training depends, like I explained before, on our practice of Guru Yoga, but also it depends on our understanding of emptiness. That means that we really believe from the depth of our heart, and we have experiences of this experience. What experience? That the self that I normally see or perceive does not exist at all. If I think that the self that I normally see actually exists, then there's no possibility for a new self generation. Yeah, and when we talk, we want always new experience, but we want to continue to grasp at all our appearances and experiences we have. We don't want to let go of anything. Well, if you don't let go of anything, nothing new can appear. As simple as that. Then you're just like chewing on old stuff. Nothing new. It's like when we look news. This is a beautiful analogy. If you want to receive new news or good news, go to your Dharma center. If you want to look at things that are just an old repetition of everyday nonsense. Nonsense means it doesn't make sense. Why doesn't it make sense? Because it doesn't exist. Then open your computer and look or listen to news we receive from external information. It's not new. It's not news. Old stuff, all only repetition. What is new? Just the numbers of COVID rise and fall, is this new? No, this has happened millions of times before. Nothing new. The people are getting married, it's not new. They die, it's not new. What is new? Nothing. So Venerable Geshe-la said, I look at my spiritual guide as a television box from which all good news and new news come. I like that when he said that. So we should look in our Dharma books, listen to any Dharma teachings in this way. These are the actual news that we can actually adopt, new views. We see something different, something new. We experience something new, something different. That's the method. That's the method. So only then we can gain a new life, new experience. Not the old, boring stuff, which is nonsense. Nonsense because it doesn't exist, like we now understand. I myself that I normally see or perceive does not exist. And all the other phenomena that I normally see or perceive do not exist, yeah, in the way I perceive them. Okay. So because enlightened beings, an enlightened being is not a sentient being, and we are a sentient being which has delusions. Yeah. So because we have a deluded mind, we are a sentient being. But enlightened beings have no delusions. They have minds, but completely pure minds. Yeah? So omniscient minds, which are free from any obstructions to liberation and obstructions to omniscience. So the result of this training is we can become a completely pure being by purifying our mistaken appearances and conceptions. So a person cannot be the two things. Either we are a sentient being with delusions, or we are an enlightened being, a holy being with no delusions. So we have to choose what we want. And, just first identify what we identify with, or understand with what we identify, and then we choose what we think is the better idea, to identify with the person with delusions, or to do something against delusions. Good, so emptiness. We have wonderful, straightforward, very clear teachings on emptiness in all of Venerable Geshe-la's books. We don't have time to go into detail, but we simply can think, if I search for myself with wisdom, if I search for myself that I normally see or perceive with wisdom, instead of finding it, it will disappear. I will disappear. The I with which I identify at the moment will completely vanish.